Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
If there is no deal, we are going to hit each and every one of their electric generating plants very hard and probably simultaneously.
We're achieving major strides toward completing our military objective. And some people could say they're pretty well complete. We've wiped every single force in Iran out very completely.
We are obliterating that country. And I hate to do it, but we're obliterating. And they just don't want to say uncle. They don't want to cry, as the expression goes, uncle, but they will.
The leaders are all gone. Nobody knows who to talk to. But we're actually talking to the right people, and they want to make a deal so badly. You have no idea how badly they want to make a deal. And we'll see what happens.
The Iranian people, when they don't hear bombs go off, they're upset. They want to hear bombs because they want to be free.
For instance, if I want to take down that power plant, that very big, powerful power plant, they can't do a thing about it.
We're going to bring them back to the Stone Ages where they belong. And they'll have no bridges. They'll have no power plants. They'll have no anything. I won't go further because there are other things that are worse than those two.
We've won this. This war has been won.
If I had my choice, what would I like to do? Take the oil. Because it's there for the taking. There's not a thing they can do about it. Unfortunately, the American people would like to see us come home. If it were up to me, I'd take the oil. I'd keep the oil. I would make plenty of money. We sent some guns, but the group that was supposed to give, which I said would happen to my people, I said it, I called it exactly. We sent guns, a lot of guns. They were supposed to go to the people so they could fight back against these thugs. You know what happened? The people that they sent them to kept them because they said, what a beautiful gun. I think I'll keep it. So I'm very upset with a certain group of people, and they're going to pay a big price for that.
They have no anti-aircraft equipment. Their radar is 100% annihilated. We are unstoppable as a military force. The nuclear sites that we obliterated with the B-2 bombers have been hit so hard that it would take months to get near the nuclear dust. And we have it under intense satellite surveillance and control.
Tuesday will be Power Plant Day and Bridge Day, all wrapped up in one. In Iran, there will be nothing like it. Open the effing strait, you crazy bastards, or you'll be living in hell. Just watch. Praise be to Allah, President Donald John Trump.
The entire country can be taken out in one night, and that night might be tomorrow night. The entire country can be taken out in one night, and that night might be tomorrow night.
All right, I want to take a few calls that held military out of respect for them as they're holding it. But I want Barnes to take over because I don't want to interrupt him. He's really smart. He's been a big Trump supporter, been a lawyer for him fighting the election fraud. I want to bring up Todd Blanche. I want to bring up Ed Martin, but it's almost like putting perfume on a pig. The existential threat right now is so serious with Trump saying we'll take out the entire country of Iran. You know, Trump said they love bombs yesterday. They love being bombed. No, maybe 30, 40% were against it. Now the majority are for it. We already have the numbers out. And all the studies of anthropology, sociology showed that. And let's play clip 30 from the start of the show, them blowing up the biggest bridge in Central Asia, size of the Golden Gate Bridge yesterday, by a national park. Do the people look happy out there camping to watch, like, the Martians blowing up New York City with audio, yeah. Does this look like, turn it up, the shockwaves? They look happy, they like us, that's a nice. And the neocons are like, oh. And what I love is the war propaganda we're targeted with. It. I'm a Qatari, and I'm an Iranian. No, I'm a loyal American that helped launch the whole movement to save this country. And I'm proud of the work we've done the last 10 years with Trump. It's been amazing, but it's new now. It's different. And I told the story, and the media got it wrong. Y'all who said Jones's dad died of dementia, and he was crazy then. No, I said my grandfather. He was the smartest guy I ever knew. The last year after a stroke, he was like a three-year-old. And we are going in that direction. So, Barnes, should we even talk about the AG? Because I talked to multiple sources, White House reporters, White House people in the cabinet meetings, and somebody else very close to Trump, who's so shocked he can't even, hadn't been on air in over a week because he's so freaked out. But he said, go ahead and tell people. Let me figure out who it is. And he talks to Trump. Trump calls him almost every day. Sometimes an hour-long phone call, as busy as Trump is. And same person got Tulsi not fired. And he just said that Trump wants an off-ramp. And Trump knows this is bad. But then he runs out and does this because he's got to act tough. What do you make of this? And then also, here's the thing. Ed Martin is being considered as the deputy AG. At least Trump said to people, I'm probably going to pick him. The word it was, because he can be there for 7 months now because he's already in the administration in the DOJ. That'll get us through the midterms, even if they don't approve him. They got to have 60 votes in the Senate for anybody. I'm sure Todd Blanche will get approved. And then I was told this morning by the same source that Blanche will be gone in 60 days, they believe. But that's Trump currently. I hate to even give Blanche intel, but you know, our phones are all tapped. Barnes, that's a lot. But I mean, what do we do about Trump? And then should we even be worrying about the DOJ or the midterms?
I mean, we got to get through this first, because if he goes to escalation at any level in Iran tomorrow, the kind he's talking about, everything is gone and lost.
I agree. So get to that when I leave you and take a few calls. But just is what I said accurate, or what do you want to add to that?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, this was based on what we had reported for months now, which is that Mike Davis was a corrupt lobbyist, that Todd Blanche was corrupt, Paper Play Pam was corrupt, Stanley Woodward was corrupt, and all of them needed to be removed for the president's own benefit, because they were going to be subject to congressional investigations and future impeachments that would be very embarrassing to the president. You can find the articles about Mike Davis in The Economist and The Wall Street Journal. This is a corrupt lobbyist that was getting pay-for-play access to get bogus pardons, to get special deals in the antitrust space, especially connected to Arthur Schwartz and others. This was building up to be a massive embarrassment for President Trump. He finally took action. He thought about it in the end of January. He delayed until now. But that's why Pam Bondi is out. That's why Todd Blanche is on his way out. That's why Stanley Woodward is on his way out.
So your sources that are even better than mine in many cases, you get the same intel.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And this was supposed to be done back at the end of January when we last talked, back in early February.
Here's the good news. There's major operations by big groups and patriots that, not even good guys, that realize this is going to destroy everybody. On that, now they're trying to pivot and asking me, what do we do about this? I'm like, put him in the handcuffs? I mean, so yeah, the good news is there's some major counterstrikes, and Trump's being presented with the evidence.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's why Kristi Noem is out. That's why Corey Lewandowski is out. That's why Pam Bondi is out. That's why Woodward and Blanche are likely. You notice there's been even no leaks even suggesting Blanche is being considered to be the attorney general. He's the acting attorney general. That's it. Ed Martin is being considered. My view is replace Blanche now with Ed Martin. Put Ed Martin in as the acting attorney general. At least give him some leeway so we can start to get things
moving. Well, what I heard from sources is Trump said he was picking him, but, you know, he changed his mind. So they said, don't even say that. But I just told you. But, I mean, isn't deputy AG just as good?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it'd be under Blanche, which is the only issue. So Blanche will continue to sabotage Ed at every level like he's done for the last year. So what Blanche's goal is to cash out with his Democratic allies and corporate lawyer pals in about 6 months. So the problem is he will make sure nothing serious happens.
He's meant to sabotage for the midterms.
Exactly.
All right, but moving on from that, notice Trump as getting better instincts there, but not on the real thing discrediting him, the war.
Exactly. I mean, if he would listen to Vance and just, you know, the advantage of this is we could turn this loss into a win by simply getting out of the Mideast once and for all, and reigning in Israel once and for all. If we did, the Mideast wars would end. Then we would actually get peace in the Middle East. Then we wouldn't be dragged back into these conflicts. Then we wouldn't have a ceaseless motivation for terrorism against Americans around the world. And that's get out of the Mideast, reign in Israel. Joe Ken is exactly right. There's a twofer strategy that could save American lives, preserve peace, and we can use this war as the excuse to do it. Because Iran is holding up the Straits of Hormuz, because Iran is demanding these things as a condition
because their backs against the wall. Forget whether we like them or not. All these neocons go, "Oh, you're with them." No, they're in control. It's a war of attrition, dumbass. It ain't about how many 18-wheelers you blow up.
And these neocons have been wrong about every war. It's time to realize that
I saw Mark Levin this weekend. I don't know about the military, but they can do anything like they're Superman.
The military said don't do it, Dumbo.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. So the now that we're in this terrible position, use it as an opportunity to flip the script, get us out of the Middle East forever, which President Trump has been campaigning on for a decade, the rein in Israel once and for all, discipline the Israel lobby, kick them out of the halls of power in Washington, D.C., and restore a focus on the domestic American
agenda. Yeah, I mean,
American
Israel needs a straitjacket on it. I mean, it's just...
Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. They're going into Gaza. They're going into Syria. They're going into Lebanon as we speak. They're bombing schools and universities and little girls' schools in
They blew up 36 universities during school time.
Absolutely. And they target anybody who wants to talk to J.D. Vance for a negotiated
Every
outcome.
Time Vance
murder.
Is about, we're not trying to line as Vance. It is behind the scenes Vance trying to stop all this.
Oh, completely. He understands how dangerous this is to the American political coalition, but to the whole world.
And notice the anti-Trump groups are paid, they don't even know it, to target Vance constantly because they're so scared of him.
Absolutely. And the I mean, and so the that's why
because
every
he's
time,
a pragmatist and smart.
Every time it leaks out that there's someone he's talking to in the Iranian regime.
They're dead.
The very next day, Israel tries to murder them. Every single time. Trump is exercising no control over Bibi Netanyahu. And the and Israel has lost after October 7th, which increasingly looks like an inside job. The after October 7th, the sense of the stand down.
What was the question?
Wait,
finish your point, but will Israel, Charlie Kirk, Vance?
I mean, that's the risk you have to look. That's what Joe Kent is implicitly warning about. That's why he's saying it delicately and indirectly, but he's saying this is a fear, even in the White House, that Israel will murder anybody who challenges their power. They have lost their minds and their souls after October 7th. I've known many people in the Israeli world for a long time. They have gone nuts. They have lost their
And by the way, you've been pro-Israel.
Oh, for decades, debated Nick Fuentes on your channel on this precise topic. And Israel has completely lost its mind and lost its soul. It's willing to risk the entire world. There's people on their TV stations talking about using nuclear or neutron bombs on the people of Iran. They are nuts. They are crazy. They are going into
By
Lebanon.
By the way, since we mentioned it, let's play the clip. So they're talking to the number two under Netanyahu, who's even worse than him. And he's like, don't tell me about the nukes or neutron bombs. And now that's what Trump said. I've got things even worse than your bridges and even worse than your power. This is nukes, folks. Here's a clip.
ואני שואל אותך או את השר בן גביר, מי שרצה לענות ראשון, למה אנחנו לא משתמשים בפצצת ניוטרון, זה נקרא? זה סוג של פצצת אטום שלא
פוגעת במבנים. Neutron bombs, only kill people.
בכל המקומות.
אני הבנתי שאתה...
השר בן גביר, מה אתה...
They should stop talking about that.
אני הבנתי...
בן גביר לא רוצה להיכנס.
Oh, it's so funny, you're on a power trip. Got a bunch of damn nuclear weapons. If I had nuclear weapons, I wouldn't be giggling about it. What does Spider-Man say? Or his uncle? Great power comes with great responsibility.
עיר טילים בסביבת מיצר הורמוז.
נכון, והיה בום מטורף.
נכון, זה מה שאני יודע, זה מה ש...
רגע.
The madmen in Israel think they're smart everybody because they're willing to do things smart people don't do.
ומה פתאום? לא נראה לי.
And because they get away with it, they think that it's like a trick. No, you're gambling, dumb ass.
כן, שימון. אני מכיר את החיוך שלך. אני מכיר את החיוך שלך, השר בן גביר, מאוד יפה הרבה שנים. אתה מסתיר פה משהו.
לא, ברצינות. אני חבר קבינט מצומצם.
נכון.
האחריות על IP מיליון. אני עמדתי...
It's like when they blow up the girls' school, Oliver Fox, they made jokes about it. Why not say you're sorry? It's just the PR thing alone. How are the Iranians going to read this when Trump says, I can take out the entire country tomorrow?
The entire population is turned against the U.S. and in favor of the regime. And if you want an example of it, what took down some of our most sophisticated fighter planes yesterday and this past weekend was not the Iranian air defenses, but was local folks grabbing their guns and firing away. Think about that. They were rallying locally. These are like your rural country folk. This was like Red Dawn Iran style. They are so united against the United States. And if you knew the history of Persia, the nationalism of Iran, and the nature of Shia Islam, you could know that attacking them would rally behind the flag in the most ultimate way. They would rather all die than be humiliated. That's why in their rallies, they're screaming, never humiliation, never humiliation. This is a Persian
culture. Yeah, it's just like the Japanese. Death is nothing to them if you're being humiliated.
Absolutely. That's why you had a soldier. What was it, Okinawa, 7.5 years later, still fighting? I mean, that's
27 years later.
27 years later. I mean, that's the need. For people out there, the Persian culture is the longest standing continuous civilization in the world. In the world. You're talking about over 6,500 years old, older than the Russians, older than the Chinese, in a sense of continuous civilization of the same people in the same place with the same population. These are people that the Mongols, the Turks, the Romans, the Greeks, the Arabs all invaded, and they converted to their way of life, to their Persian value system. That's the power of Persian pride. They would rather, they're holding rallies with bombs dropping right next to them, and these kids are just walking right through it and staying in the rallies. That's who these people are. We have now our calls for mass genocide, which is what President Trump is calling for, mass genocide, mass war crimes, mass terrorism against the people of Iran, guarantees that they are going to fight to the last Iranian against the United States and Israel.
Well, so any red-blooded American, somebody walks up, knocks you in the head, you're going to fight them. I mean, yeah.
Exactly. It is a deep sense of abiding pride. Remember the Iraq-Iran war. They literally sent their early defenses because they were inadequately prepared for that war in Iran was literally human waves, just human waves willing to die against Iraq. And now they're fighting for, every day there's a story about some mother trying to find bits and pieces of her daughter, little girl, inside some residential house that we bombed.
Oh, I've got footage I haven't even shown. They're blowing up whole neighborhoods now. They're not bombing one leader. They're blowing up with B-52s whole neighborhoods. I mean, we're talking war crime central. Let's go to a clip from the White House saying they have until 8 p.m. Eastern tomorrow until total obliteration. This is terrorism. This is a national shame. I cannot believe this, but I'm just going to report the truth. Here it is.
This is a critical period. They have a period of, till tomorrow at 8 o'clock. I gave them an extension. They asked for an extension of 7 days, right? I said, Steve, give them 10 days. 10 days is up actually today, so I gave them 11, I guess, indirectly. I thought it was inappropriate the day after Easter. I want to be a nice person. They have till tomorrow. Now, we'll see what happens. I can tell you they're negotiating, we think, in good faith. We're going to find out. We're getting the help of some incredible countries that want this to be ended because it affects them also. A lot of people are affected by this, but we're giving them till tomorrow, 8 o'clock Eastern time, and after that, they're gonna have no bridges, they're gonna have no power plants. Stone ages, yeah, Stone ages.
Let me explain something. I'm on air, so I'm trying to keep track of this. The media was reporting that they had given in to everything, and that wasn't even what they said. And then now we learn they said, screw you. So that's the level of disinfo that I can't keep track of it. But if you follow the past 37 days, they said we're never giving up. So now we have a few clips of Trump saying they're record-level BS artists. No, you are a record-level BS artist, Trump. That's just a fact. They don't have a BB gun, but record-level missile attacks. Just stop with the crap. They have no military, but today, they're so formidable, they're so powerful. Okay, so this is Vietnam times 10, okay? They're not going to give up just like the Vietnamese, okay? And that's why you're talking about nuclear weapons now. So here's Trump talking about that. And then let's go to Trump making jokes about, they got to deliver stuff by letter. The French do it by pneumatic tube, too. That's our government, a little secret, does it by hand carrier too. Briefcase wrapped on. He's making these jokes. That's how redundant they are, Trump. You were lied to. Admit you were wrong. Stop doubling down like a degenerate gambler at 4 a.m. in Vegas. Here it is.
I'm not even sure they have any mines there, by the way. I'm not sure. I'm personally, they say there might be eight. I don't know. I sense. And they haven't done the job. And people are living in hell. You live in that country, they're living in hell.
Get out of your bombing.
I think that 47 years of this stuff is long enough. They're at the weakest point they've ever been. They have no Navy, they have no Air Force, they have no anti-aircraft.
But they got a Strait of Hormuz.
They have no radar. They have no communication. In fact, the biggest problem we have in our negotiation is that they can't communicate. I said to Steve, what are they saying? Sir, they can't communicate. They have no method of communication. So we're communicating like they used to communicate 2,000 years ago with children, bringing a note back and forth. They have no communication. In fact, the biggest problem we have in our negotiation is that they can't communicate.
That's enough. So here, let me explain something to Trump. That's a two-edged sword, buddy. George Washington can communicate. The British couldn't deal with that. When people have a mission and are in cells and are already trained to carry it out, that is one of the worst enemies to fight. Barnes, you want to explain that to the president?
Oh, exactly. They have a decentralized mosaic system of military empowerment, which means their regional commanders are in control. They have preordained plans, and that they are issuing orders with the control of their local base. There's over 100 of these missile cities, meaning they can make the missiles, store the missiles, and fire the missiles from deep underground. They have independent power supplies, each of these
which
missile
means you
cities.
Can't decapitate something like that.
Exactly. We could take out they have a decentralized power grid as well, but we could take out their entire power grid, by the way, which we did in part in the wars in Germany against Japan, against North Korea.
No, look at Russia can't take out Ukraine's.
Correct. I mean, think about it, folks. We bombed Germany into the Stone Ages. Germany still held on. We bombed until the Russians came in and freed it. We bombed Japan into the...
Till the Russians sent a million soldiers in.
Correct. And they only retreated when the Soviets entered Manchuria and made clear they were going to be on our side in the war. We bombed North Korea. I mean, to this day, they use that propaganda back into the Stone Ages. North Korea never folded. We bombed North Vietnam into the Stone Ages. Operation Rolling Thunder.
6 million bombs versus 15,000.
Correct. And North Vietnam ended up winning that war and owning all of Vietnam.
And then we got smart and made a deal. Now they're one of our biggest trading partners. You know, correct. Ho Chi Minh tried to make a deal and we wouldn't do it.
Exactly. Nixon ended up signing the same deal in 1973 that was on the table in 1968. We tried to bomb the Taliban. Remember, we used the mother of all bombs, the Moabs, against the Taliban. Who runs Afghanistan today? The Taliban. This has never worked in the history of man to bomb people into regime
change.
It didn't work with
King George III with us, did it?
Exactly. And Iran is better equipped to handle this than anybody because their entire military operation is run underground, can survive underground.
They're
so
just they're waiting for us to show up underground.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. They want another hostage crisis on steroids. And unfortunately, the president may take the bait.
I'm going to introduce you and take over on the other side. I got an emergency meeting, but here I am. This is too riveting. My God.
One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, our methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself if you sat on the fence to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get Ultra Methylene Blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your Ultra Methylene Blue now at thealexjonesstore.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there.
Ah!
Yeah!